stuff. You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Shut up, shut up, shut up! Jesus Christ, man, what the hell is wrong with you? Please, just shut up!
Joel Radio Show. I don't care about that. I'm rocking out, man. Don't tell me I'm too loud. Right, whatever.
Blowing people out of the room.
I know. Welcome back to the show, people. It's show number 40. How you doing?
40. Show number 40.
We've made it to 40.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, baby. The Corey Joel Radio Show.
Yeah.
We have no theme song, so I hope you enjoyed what we did for you at the beginning.
That's right. We're dumbing over people who took the time to record a theme song.
I was cracking up, dude. I was rolling.
Oh. I hope we did.
I'm rocking out to Baby Shambles.
I didn't play the first clip for 4 seconds. I hope we didn't lose people in that first
in the first four seconds of the PK
what
and J.
What the hell
song?
Did I download? PK that and goddamn the, J?
That was the PK and J show that you heard at the beginning, folks. And we're sorry you actually have to listen.
Yeah.
People are going to have probably us and PK and J in their iPod, some of these people. And then they're going to go like, hey, I thought this was Corey and Joel. It's PK and J. And then only when you hear that's funny, though.
That 4 seconds. I don't know.
It was like a practical joke that lasted 4 seconds. I liked it, though. I'm a fan.
Hey, everybody. I'm Corey.
I'm Joel. And this is our show, the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Show number 40.
For number 40. This is the band Baby Shambles. From the UK.
Good night, Baby Shambles.
Good night, Baby. Corey's going to stop Baby Shambles. That's Pete Doherty that was in Libertines, and he was on drugs, so they kicked him out of Libertines. Then he started his own band called Baby Shambles. That really isn't very good. That's the
you
best song.
You really have to be on drugs to get kicked out of Libertines.
Libertines did a lot of drugs, and they kicked Pete out.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to make my mic sound good, so go ahead.
Yeah.
You okay. Take it from here. You're driving,
oh, good.
Baby.
I'm driving.
No, I don't know.
Guys, welcome to our 40th show. We've made it this far. But 40 is not really a real anniversary. 50 is. So we're not going to party.
We're not
going to
party?
Well, we'll do a little something special.
Oh, do we have something
I don't know.
Special?
We have nothing. We have nothing, folks. But
We have a guest.
We have a lovely and talented guest here. Well, lovely at least. I don't know about the talents, but we'll discover them.
She has talents. What's up? Hi to everybody.
Hello. Bonjour.
Oh,
there's the little French for you.
Our French exchange student.
Our very highly cultured fans like Homeless G enjoy the French.
Sophie.
Sophie.
You guys just want to talk French to each other?
Geneviève. No, I don't know any French.
No comprenez.
They're rioting in France.
And what's going on?
I don't know.
It's really sad.
What are your people doing?
My people? Those are not my people.
Oh, okay.
But you want
the other girl.
Oh.
But you want to speak their language.
I want to go visit France.
Introduce yourself, would you, darling?
My real name or my
Well, just say
name.
Whatever you want to say. You don't have to give away too much about who you are and what you're doing here. I don't know what you're doing here, but just
I'm not
at least
sure. I was invited, so I took the offer on joining the show and welcoming the program.
Christina is, I'll spill the beans.
Sure.
Spill the beans.
Christina's my roommate, so she's going to sit in on the show.
Yes, I do tolerate him.
We've probably
kind of amazing.
We've probably recorded every other show where Christina was just outside the door.
It's true. Usually
eating,
cooking something.
Eating a stir fry.
Yeah, that is the right timing. I come home from work, and I hear some laughter and some strange noises and some beatings maybe. And I'm
beatings?
I'm just trying to cook a nice meal for myself after a long day and relax.
Right.
And
yeah.
I can't do
it's
that.
Hard. Cause see,
well,
can't do
we that. Did build the studio very close to
yeah,
your kitchen.
Yeah, we built the studio very close to the kitchen in this facility. And we tried not to, but...
Can you guys smell that teriyaki?
Was that what that was
that
tonight?
Was it
teriyaki?
Was on tonight's menu?
No, teriyaki stuff was yesterday. I actually cooked some.
Okay. I wasn't here yesterday. I was in Clio, Michigan doing a gig.
Oh?
Yeah.
Sorry. How did that
Yeah, I know exactly. That's the right line. That's the right, when you say I was in Clio, you're supposed to say I'm sorry.
Sorry? I've never even heard of the place. Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, you'll never want to go there. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Take your word.
Yeah. If you get a flat tire and you end up in Clio, just get out and walk. There's no point.
Oh,
anyway,
boy.
That's a joke I used to tell about Erie, Pennsylvania. Or not Erie, Pennsylvania, Gary, Indiana. Okay, let's move on, folks. Sorry for the rough start. We had some technical issues. We have a microphone that kind of doesn't work.
I'm double mic'd.
She now has two mics on her. It's amazing.
It's twice the quality.
It's good. One's blue and one's black.
That's right.
And then I'm watching these blue lines jump across the screen.
Isn't that exciting?
No. Yes.
It is kind of mesmerizing.
It isn't it? Can you just see as you talk and it goes woodah woodah and then this the red bar goes across
voice.
The front?
This is
my voice.
Theater of the mind, it's as they call technical. It. So y'all have, you know, you have to have something to look at.
Yeah, I never knew that my roommate was so brilliant.
Really?
Oh, really?
No,
I didn't
I had
either.
No idea. I hear all this noise and I don't know what's going on.
Well, now you know.
Now I'm on the inside.
Sort of.
Here's what we do. And welcome to the family.
Actually, we
Thank
were,
you. I appreciate it.
Actually, earlier...
I am delighted to have you here because usually I have to look at either Joel or some road comic. And
Steve Brewer.
It is much nicer to have someone to look at here.
Look, I have to look at Steve Brewer right now because he's on the wall. I have to look at the Kings of Leon and Steve Brewer.
You're putting headshots up on the wall like this is Chuckles or something.
It sort of is becoming. There's one headshot.
Okay.
That's just because you had him bring one.
Yeah.
You like, bring a headshot. For what?
I don't know.
We took a picture of Steve and put it on the web.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So anyway, this is show 40.
I forgot you don't have a scanner, so, you know.
I do have a scanner, but it's in a box on my shelf.
Yeah, oh, you do. That's right. You do have a scanner.
It's not hooked up because
I thought you had a scanner because I look at that box every time.
I know, and I'll tell you why I bought that. I think you know this already, but Christina, this maybe isn't a good Christina story, but that's okay. I'm going to tell anyway. I bought the scanner. I bought
a
scanner. I lived in my old apartment. I lived in this place in Hamtramck.
I know what you bought the scanner for.
Corey's laughing already. I bought the scanner.
This is what we're here for, to get to learn each other.
Okay,
to know who I live with.
All right, then listen up. This is good. You'll love
why
this.
Why don't you open the door so I can run out if I have to?
No, it's all right. If you need to go, plus me. Corey,
that door's locked.
Corey can't. Yeah.
All right.
There's no means of escape.
You guys can't see the sweat dripping on my face.
No, you're good.
Do you want the classified section of the paper to see where, look for some new apartment?
For a new place to live? No, but it's okay. Yeah. So I was living in this place called Hamtramck, Michigan. Christina, I know you lived there too and you hated it, so... You live there briefly.
I don't even want to.
Okay, all right. So I was living in this place, and I was living in
Hamtramck is a neighborhood on the north east side of Detroit that's kind of like an enclave for old Poles, Yemenis guys.
It's very
and
ethnic.
Hipsters.
It's an ethnic. It's a Brooklyn sort of deal.
It used to be all Polish people, and now it's like there's a lot of Arabic.
Okay. Yeah, then it went Eastern European and.
Right.
Then you have...
Okay, I gotta get to the scanner story. I'm just enough background.
Albanian guys chain-smoking, drinking coffees, playing darts.
So I'm living in a flat in Hamtramck.
Yes.
And me and my friend Kevin were living in the upper flat, and in the lower flat resided a girl and a guy. And the girl was employed as a stripper.
Yeah.
And she worked as a stripper at a club. I know you're not a stripper.
No,
that's
okay.
Fine. You're hotter than the girl who was a stripper, trust me.
The girl was a stripper, was a drunk,
and she would, like, one day she, like, rang my doorbell at 6 in the morning because she wanted to, like, use my phone. And then I let her use my phone, and she, like, proceeded to, like, start making out with me. It was very strange. I didn't really go with it. Like,
what kind of phone did you have?
Like, her cell phone didn't work
or
something.
Weren't you, like, shirtless?
Yeah, because it was 8 in the morning, and I came down in my sweats, and I was shirtless. And so this girl starts making out with me. But that's not the reason I bought the scanner. Well,
I like sometimes you just kind of...
I'm trying to figure out where this is going with this
scanner. No. I'm telling you. I bought a scanner. So
sometimes I'll come into work, you know, to work on the show, and Joel will just be, like, shirtless. And I'm like, God's sake,
a lot of times I'll be changing to get out of what I'm wearing.
I haven't caught that, and I live
No,
with
I know.
Him,
Christina,
so.
No. You've been spared that, and we've been in the hot tub together. So
yeah. Oh, true.
Sure. See? There you go.
Yeah, good point.
Not in broad daylight.
When it's very dark out, we get in the hot tub sometimes. Sorry, Kim. All right, next up. So this chick, and she, Kim made out with me once. She was just real drunk because she, like, threw the husband out or whatever, this guy she's married to. Anyway, so the whole thing is.
That was, though, your fondest wish at the time for a stripper to live downstairs.
The stripper did live
downstairs. And just randomly make out with you.
And she just knocked on my door because I had to walk downstairs to answer the door, and I was down there, and it was, like, cold. And I'm like, well, come on in. It's cold, but I was shirtless. And she started, like, rubbing my chest. And then I let her use the phone, and then she was, like, thanking me, and she hugged me and started kissing me. But she was a drunk. She tasted, like, rum or something.
I would see her come upstairs sometime. Like, I'd be hanging out.
She would come up, yeah.
She was amazing.
For, like, really no good reason.
Oh, did she make out with you, too?
No. She only made out with me the one time.
You should have gave her your phone.
She was pretty drunk, though. I think it might have been...
She was a real alcoholic,
we could have probably played spin the bottle and just forgot the bottle.
But we didn't, because she was married to this guy who was a real thug. But anyway, that's the story. So the girl...
Wait, you're telling me a stripper was married to...
A stripper was married to a guy
who was unseemly?
Exactly, yeah, I know. So this chick, she was married to this guy. She threw the guy out. Then something happened, the guy came back, and they decided they were going to move to Florida. I don't know why, but that's what stripper.
Better than Hamtramck.
When you're trashy, you just end up in Florida. It just happens naturally. It's the natural process of evolution.
Well, what it is garbage slides down,
and it all ends
and it
up.
All, it's like a garbage
it's hanging from the.
Florida's like the bottom of the. It's the sink. You know, it's the. It's like the lint.
The garbage disposal.
The lint trap in the washing machine of America, and all the crap just filters down there.
This couple moved to Florida, so they moved to Florida, and I guess I didn't see this, but they had left all of their furniture and most of their belongings because they didn't want to pack up everything in Florida, so they left like furniture and clothes. And remember, we found her stripper shoes. So we go out.
Oh yeah, there was
night,
like a whole collection.
And there were like
these
clear heels. It was just.
Oh, what
really...
size did she wear?
Oh yeah, yeah. Look at you being funny and getting in.
Well, Joel had the stripper shoes on top.
On top of my TV for a while, but then that was before I had a girlfriend, and it was not good. So, I've cleaned up my act a lot. You can see that there's no real obvious.
So are they in this box with the scanner?
No. So anyway, so Chick moved out, and we found. Remember, we had the guy's football trophies that we had up in our kitchen. It was just really funny, stupid shit they had. So anyway, so there was a briefcase, and me and my roommate Kevin went down. We found a briefcase, and it was locked. And we're like, well, what would the guy leave? And this is like a Pulp Fiction moment, right? We're like, what's going to be in the briefcase? So we tried opening the locks, can't do it. And I'm like, I'm going to attack the hinges. So we got like some tools out. And we started busting into this briefcase, like with a hammer and like a little screwdriver. We're banging, banging, banging. Next thing you know, I pull and the entire contents of the briefcase fall onto the kitchen floor. And it's a lot of papers that really aren't important, like car registration information and shit like that. And then we see that there's a series of, what would you call it, negatives, like 35 millimeter negatives.
Yeah.
That are lying on the floor. And I'm like, well, what?
Good time, Joel.
Yeah.
In the privacy of your own home.
Thank you.
What else can you ask for?
Yeah, I had a stripper come to my home.
Yeah.
And did you have where she knocked on the door? Do you have that clip?
Oh, boy.
It's called I'm Not Joel. I'm trying to not produce the show. That's the one that says, this is when she actually
I'm
came
not
to the.
Joel. Joel stepped out for a moment.
Yeah. I would deny it was me.
I'll go call him. Joel. Thank you.
All right, that's from Risky Business. All right. So anyway, so the stripper... So I found these negatives. And we're like, what are these negatives? And I held it up to the light, and I'm like, Corey, it's the downstairs neighbor naked. Yeah. No, I think it said this is Kevin. I said, Kevin, it's the downstairs neighbor
naked. I was not there at the time.
Yeah, you were not there at the time. And I'm like, it's the downstairs neighbor naked.
I was called... So, immediately,
yeah,
afterwards.
And then immediately
you
was
guys
like
hit the jackpot,
Corey. We got the, but we didn't have a scanner. So the best we did is my roommate had a digital camera. So what we did is we held it up to like a light and took a photograph of it, and then we had to put it into Photoshop and like reverse the image, and then we did that for like a night, and we were like, yeah, she's naked. You can kind of see, and then it never really worked out. So the next day, I run off to CompUSA and came home with the CanoScan 3000F. And
oh,
proceeded to
God bless America.
Scan in. And should I show the results? Does anyone want to see for
should
the?
We, can we put those?
Maybe
up?
I should put these up for the bonus club. Does anyone want these? You know what, bonus club?
Oh, you're kidding me.
Listen, if you want to see those pictures, email us and email at Corey and Joel Radio. Actually, I can't show this girl. Maybe I can block out her face and show the rest
it's
of her.
It's probably for the best that you block out her face.
She wasn't. But anyways, these were like her stripper audition photos we found. And just really like just naked. Chick spread the whole thing. And
it was for a classy establishment.
And so, but see, I built the scanner with the built-in.
Was she
negative
wearing the shoes now?
The shoes were on, actually. Oh, I believe. I remember that the shoes. The strippers like to keep the shoes on.
No, I've never been to a strip club, so I'm not really sure.
Those things were.
Well,
like,
we can change all that, Corey. Should we?
You know what? Why don't we stop?
How
the
close
show right
is the studio to like any strip club? It's like within
10 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah,
of any strip club. In Detroit.
Let's. You know what? Yeah, let's stop the show right now.
We'll go right to the booby trap.
Those
you ready, Christina?
Those heels were like this. Christina, they're about this high.
Yeah. Oh.
That's about 6 inches high.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
That's halfway off my shin.
Clear plastic, yeah.
You know?
You probably couldn't walk in shoes like that.
No, they were really
you wouldn't
high
be
shoes.
Used
let alone
to it.
Like spin and kick and flip.
And dance and slide down a pole.
Well, there's classes.
I could see that being attractive, I suppose. Mm.
There's classes. You sure. know, classes, you can learn this stuff. Yeah.
Listen, if you're willing to try it right now, can we clear off some space? Go ahead and.
We don't have a pole.
Corey, put some music on. Let you have some good music in there. Don't you have some music for Christina in there? Yeah, maybe you have some.
I might break something.
Oh, there's nothing in here you can break. There you go. You like this? Could you move to
this?
This
is good music.
Yeah, see? That's our theory. Did you hear that?
Exactly.
What did you just say about this? Do you like
Prince?
Yeah, let me hold on a minute. Do you like Prince?
I like Prince.
Like, if you were with a guy, and you didn't really know the guy, but the guy just you met somewhere and he was driving you. Oh, we're gonna go to a party. Just hop in my car and we'll go. And the guy, like, he went in his car and there was Prince playing. Would you think that was a good thing? Would you think the guy was cool? Or
oh, definitely.
See, God damn it, we've talked about this for about 8 shows. That's our whole theory: is if a guy has Prince, chicks will think he's cool.
So I proved
wait
it.
A minute, maybe you'd like to come out to this.
Oh, here we go. How about this? A little ZZ Top for you.
I said I can't do that.
No, you can't
I
dance
can't
to
do
this.
No.
This is okay.
I'm gonna have to jump out of the car.
No, but Prince is good. Anyway, getting off the point here. Okay, so anyway, what were we saying?
Prince.
So that's why I bought the scanner. It was to scan in pictures of a
that's
naked.
A good cause.
Yeah, I think so. And it's been said. If you have negatives that you want to scan, you just come and we'll get you. We'll scan them for you.
Do you I don't have those kind of negatives.
Oh, okay. Well, no, not naked pictures, but just if you have old film.
Okay.
No, seriously, it's really good to, like, it has a built-in negative scanner.
You know, pictures
no,
of
that
your...
is really nice because I just have a regular flatbed scanner just for documents.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, this
things.
Does both. This does the whole thing. It does scanning. It does slides. It does
so, Christina,
negatives.
You've now seen the depths of depravity that Joel... He'll rush out to the CompUSA to
I
buy
am shocked.
A scanner.
So if I did find naked negatives of you in the house after you moved out, then maybe I would
I'll
already
make
have
sure
the scanner.
I pack all my belongings.
You probably don't have naked negatives, I'm guessing, but you're just not that type.
That's another show.
Okay, well, maybe she's going to reveal something.
You know,
now this is going all wrong. Christine,
I'm uncomfortable. No.
We tried to not be inappropriate, but you asked about the scanner, and that's
well,
the actual
that's
scanner
That's the
story.
Actual story.
So, Christina, let's talk about your muff.
My muffs.
I mean, your muffs. See, this is
let's,
the
my fantastic muffs.
Yes.
Christina
my
is...
My super warm, fuzzy muffs.
Yeah, Christina has a super warm, fuzzy muff that
yes.
I put my hand in, actually.
Have
put
my hand in the muff,
too. Hand in the
well.
Muff, too?
I
it was wonderful.
It's an excellent muff.
It's a good muff.
Let's plug your muff. As
yeah,
right
can we
let's
talk about
it.
Your muff?
No,
where can people see
it.
Your muff?
I have them at a couple stores right now.
Christina sews and does these little... How would you do their muffs?
I can talk
they're
about
they're hand
muffs.
Warmers.
Yeah,
that's
they're,
what they are.
You know what a hand muff looks like. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
Uh-huh.
So you can pop your hands in there. They're
yeah.
made with faux fur, mm-hmm. so they're approved by PETA, so all those
sure.
animal-loving friends and listeners out there.
Yeah.
They are hand-embroidered
Bob Barker's not going to come to your house. Yeah.
Bob Barker. I don't like Bob Barker.
He's a fur
He's
activist.
He's an old, weird man.
Okay.
That's it.
Bill Maher is not going to protest
yeah.
or...
Spain pet
so these muffs you make them, they're all handmade.
They're all handmade. I've got my own little studio upstairs.
Yeah, she has her own, as we have a studio.
It's like a complex. It's a vast complex.
There's a whole sweatshop upstairs.
Complex here.
She's got 15 Korean children under the age of 12 up there making these things, and...
It works great. They're so fast. They don't need it much to eat either.
That's
so.
Right. Oh, she actually goodness. Makes them all herself.
No,
and
I do them all myself. Handmade.
And what's your studio called? Your studio has a name?
Diagonal Cut.
Diagonal Cut. And where can you get these? You can get these in Fabulous Ferndale, Michigan, can't you?
Yeah. There's a couple shops that are selling them right now. One is right on Woodward, Pompadour.
With Pompadour.
It's a really great hat shop, accessory shop for the females. And another shop is House of Chance, which is on 9 Mile West
in
of Woodward.
Downtown Ferndale.
That's also okay. in Ferndale.
So go
so
to House of Chance and Pompadour to get Christina's muffs.
Keep warm.
In the mercantile district of Ferndale. There's like a little stretch of like a bunch of clothing stores and
yeah.
shoe stores
oh, yeah.
and stuff there.
Fashionable Ferndale.
Hipster stuff.
And that's where it's and that's cool. where our and that's where
and then
oh.
when you get a website we'll
plug oh well definitely.
It.
And yeah. we should get pictures of your we're gonna get pictures of your muffs for the website.
Oh yeah.
So everyone
yeah,
can
it's
see
all kind of
if you
work.
Want to see Christina's muff, go to CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Absolutely.
Big picture of Christina's furry muff. Right up there.
You're just beating that joke in the ground. Just bludgeoning that
hey,
bit.
Hey, when can we tell you got a girl's muff on your website?
That's a good point. I liked your idea for the ad campaign.
Oh, yeah. Tell people
oh,
what...
Oh, my catalog?
Yeah.
So, for those of you who are really interested, and I guess for now, you can contact Joel and Corey.
Yeah. Email us at email@CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
I'll be
you can get a hold of Christina
with the catalog for these muffs. And hopefully, if I can find just the right model for these things,
Didn't you model one yourself, sort of?
I did one for myself, but it wasn't as far as I wanted to take it. It wasn't
You wanted
so,
a naked girl.
I wanted a naked girl. I want these muffs to be sexy. I want these muffs to be hot. So...
We all enjoyed
naked girls.
Right.
I turned you off. I'm sorry. I apologize.
What did you
I don't know. I accidentally hit the knob. I'm sorry. I twiddled the knob.
I have been omitted.
Corey's great line was obliterated because the mic was on. I'm sorry. But Christina has her muffs.
You
and
know
those
what,
are cool. I like those. What's that?
You are the leading asshole in the state.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Corey. That was lovely of you.
I can't believe you turned me off.
I absolutely did turn you off, and I'm sorry.
That was just bullshit, Joel.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm going to turn myself off.
See, now I'm off.
Goodbye, Joel.
There we go. Now it's
the Corey show.
It's the
Corey and Christina show.
It's the Corey and Christina show.
I like this show. I think
you've been replaced.
Yeah?
Oh, you can go protest outside.
Hey, now you guys have a couples podcast.
Oh, delightful.
And you're not even a couple.
That's just charming.
Couples podcasts are the scourge of the earth.
I know.
I think they really are.
I had my girlfriend and she said two words. It was the most brilliant performance ever.
I wanted to have Christina on the show today, and Joel agreed that we have so many comedians on the show and so many, like, people that are eager to impress.
Yeah.
We wanted...
I'm not trying to impress.
No,
I may be trying to sell muffs, but that's a different story.
We wanted the authentic, real deal.
I'm a real person.
Yeah, exactly. And you're cool.
We like Christina. Christina's
good. You guys
are
great. No, I enjoy you guys.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Christina. We
Someone
enjoy
has
you.
To.
So. Yeah.
Well, that was a beautiful blowjob party we just had. It's a great mutual admiration society.
Yeah, it was lovely.
You're the best ever, Pumpkin Bear.
No, you are.
No, you are, Sweetiekins. Oh, Dumpling Cheeks, I love you the most. All right, anyway, no, but it's nice to have you on.
Much.
It's fun. It's good. It's nice, you know.
It's good to have a non-comic.
You're not, you know, plugging your act.
And plus, this is Christina. How, Corey, do you want to go here?
And you know what? There's a little. We need a little estrogen on this show.
We need some chicks.
A little.
And we booked a girl on the show, and we'll get to that. And I got a lot. We have a girl that we booked that canceled last week. Actually, I canceled last week because I had a gig. And then she canceled this week, and now we don't know when we're going to do it. Then the two-girl, we have a two-girl show coming up.
Oh, don't tease that one.
And those girls canceled.
That one, that's going to
be
nuts.
So now we're going to get maybe the other one-girl show, and then the two-girl show, and then maybe even a three-girl show.
I recommend the Corey and Joel Christmas hot tub party. That's what we'll just have.
Well, actually, can we plug something right now, a special event? We've sort of mentioned it. If you've gone to our forum at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Go ahead, Dr. Plugs.
December 1st, the Corey and Joel Radio Show will be live, once again from Ferndale, where you can get... the Pompadour hats, you can go check those out at Christina's Muff. And come down to Club Bart in Ferndale. We got a live show December 1st. We're recording it live. You'll be able to get it on the website a couple days later, but it's going to be lots of cool stand-up at Club Bart at about 10 p.m. on December 1st. Me and Corey will be there live recording the show. I think Christina will probably come out to
I'll
that.
Check it out.
Christina comes to our comedy. We have a regular comedy show Thursday night
have
at Club Bart.
I don't think she's ever come to that.
She's absolutely come to Club Bart twice.
Once.
Okay. Oh, once or twice. Once. We'll give you once. That's good. That's enough.
Okay.
That's enough. And she'll be there on December 1st.
I don't like to come to it myself.
Christina, you can meet her on December 1st. We'll be there doing the Corey and Joel Radio Show live. Lots of funny comics and good stuff on that show.
Sure.
So, guys, if you're a fan of the show, make sure you're there on December 1st. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Come on down. You have a good time.
Come on. I mean, you know, come on.
You can drink alcohol.
Now's the time. If you're from Australia.
Get your ticket now.
Iceland or Germany or wherever you might listen to the show. Nothing beats Detroit in November or December.
Yeah.
You know what?
The first day in December would be a good time
to visit. It's actually been really nice up until today.
Well, it was like 70 degrees today in Detroit.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Here's
for
what
November.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
It was 70 degrees today, except it was that pocket of warm air being pushed by a huge storm.
And yeah, so it was just windy. Lunch today and it was so windy.
Yeah, it got really
windy. All over the place.
You'll get that a lot here. It'll be like, hey, man, it's like it'll be a winter day, and you're like, wow, it's like really warm. And you just know that the extraordinarily cold air is shoving the warm air forward. That's all it's doing. And then warm air will be out of the way.
And then
soon,
it's like, here comes the snow. Boom, there it is. But, you know, it's weird, though, because we have Christina here.
No earthquakes, no floods.
No, none of that.
Floods,
yeah,
typhoons,
we get a tornado, but that rarely
tsunamis.
Happens.
None of those natural disasters.
Not
just
really.
Snow.
No.
It's snow. Lots of snow. And very cold for about 4 months straight, and it's miserable.
Yeah, and that's why you need a nice warm muff.
For your hands.
Right on. That's you right.
And guys, get them for your wives or your girlfriends.
Exactly.
At Pompadour.
They're really a nice item, I think.
They're from women, but...
They're nicely crafted. I think
I couldn't imagine a guy wearing a muff, but
well, we have lots of homosexual listeners, right? A gay guy could wear that.
You know,
a gay guy could wear that. A gay guy could wear that. Is that wrong?
A really gay guy.
A really gay guy.
Yeah, I mean, not just
if
your ordinary.
If he wants
guy.
To be really warm,
we know a gay guy wears a full length fur coat. Do we not? And he's black too.
And he makes pies.
You know, so there you go. Why is he not a guest, by the way?
Why do we not have
him? You got to book him. That guy's great.
That guy's
a fucking gem. All right. But the thing that's weird, though, is that we have Christina in, and you now, Corey, being the inquisitive mind that you are, and if any fans were out there, but they can't really get into this live, you have a chance to ask Christina any questions about me that maybe, you know, that you... because Christina lives with me.
It's very difficult.
So I'm going to be the bad guy now?
Well, Christina can, you know...
Put on the bad cop hat if you want.
If you feel that there's anything that people need to...
What do you want
to
know?
I want to know what kind of sounds Joel makes while he's making love. That's what I
want to hear. Snorts.
Really?
Oh.
Really. I
is
heard
that a legitimate question?
I heard it was kind of like this.
Yeah, well...
Too far off.
Oh, but Christina would not know what sound.
No.
Okay.
Right. I've never made love to Christina.
No, I'm just talking about from Dubs, you know, hearing through the wall.
Oh, would you stop it?
Well, you said ask a question.
You know, but that was sort of an insulting question.
We have to ask the other roommate. She may have better ears.
The roommate. Well, we'll get to that.
I just picture you, like, upstairs with, like, you know, headphones on, just trying to drown out the sounds. Just like you just don't want to even know what's going on in here. You're just
why
like,
would you?
I just see you like in your room, shriveled up, crying
I'll just leave
and hiding.
First of all, most of the time I'm in here, my door is open. And
I'm just
on my computer. I'm watching
it's
television.
It's a show for entertainment purposes.
I know, but that's not nice to ask.
All right,
ask about the size of my penis. Go ahead, just go right out there.
Well, you know, I mean,
I don't think Christina's seen my penis.
It was she dark when we were in the hot tub. I'm sorry.
We were in the hot tub together on a couple of occasions.
We were gonna almost have one of my exes on for a minute.
Yeah, for like a second when you were like, and I go, okay, I'll go call her.
She even said, she's like, oh, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I realized that the entire show would be the topic for the entire show.
But Christina doesn't know anything about
my penis
or my sexual sounds.
It's just a guy who lives here. There's really nothing to ask him.
Well,
really.
He's a pleasant guy to live with.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joel's not a bad human
being. Am I a clean roommate? Would you say I may generally keep the common areas of the house clean?
Oh, sure. You do a great job.
And tidy? And do I do a good job with the lawn and the garbage and the other things?
The overall maintenance of the place?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a good job.
What's it like to put up with Joel day after day? Hour after hour?
It's definitely enduring.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Be honest. You go ahead and be honest.
I don't really have any problems.
Yeah.
I tend to keep to myself more. I don't let people really bother me too much. Because I probably bother some other people too,
really?
Myself. But
no.
Joel, I don't have any problems with Joel.
Okay. You know, all right, moving on. So did you guys see...
You're trying to get some dirt, and maybe there isn't it.
There isn't any dirt.
You know, I'll be honest. Honestly, with Christina, I've never, like, had it. I yelled at you once, and remember when I yelled
what
at you?
What was that for?
And it was, like, the third day you lived here, I yelled at you about the hot tub.
Why am I going to be like that?
About the hot tub cover.
Oh, yeah.
This is when I was going through
my back pain. We lost
the hot tub cover. The way the house was built.
Do you have to apply, like, a hot... you know, towel to Joel's back at like 3 or 4 times a day. And be
bring
me some Vicodin.
See, unlike you, I have not asked the female roommates to rub my back or anything. I'm not going.
What did I ask?
But that's what you just said about applying a hot towel to my back. What's the difference?
I'm just, he
prefers the rosemary oil.
Well, we could work something out. You know, I would be inclined. Well, we, Christina, actually get along. But I did yell at you about the hot tub cover because
right.
It was jammed in the fence, and I had a bad back, and I couldn't get it out.
And I just left it.
And you just
anything.
Left it.
I
walked out there, and I was with my girlfriend, and I went like...
The hot tub was
motherfucker.
Nice.
Motherfucker. The hot tub is great. We love... Do you not like
I couldn't
the hot
go
tub?
Through all that strain of getting that thing out and pulling it out.
Yeah,
it
I know.
Stuck.
It's kind of... It's heavy.
But didn't I make you actually kind of go in there and do it, though?
Well, yeah. I threw some shorts on with my t-shirt, whatever the heck I was wearing, jumped in the damn hot tub to get this stupid lid out.
I know.
I learned my lesson.
But it hasn't happened again.
It hasn't happened again.
And me and Christina actually get along really good. I wish there was more dirt. It would be more fun if there was more
dirt. This is a horrible segment.
I'm sorry. I thought you could come up with something creative, and you came up with sex sounds.
What creative could I? I mean,
I don't know.
You don't share a bathroom or anything. So
we really don't.
Like,
yeah, we don't share a bathroom.
It's like, you know, you live upstairs, and it's about it.
I think my bathroom's cleaner than the girls' bathroom. I know that for a fact.
You know, I mean.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Joel makes some Pop-Tarts and some Denny Moore beef stew, and that's about all he ever makes.
I like his little Hormel. What is it?
Yeah,
that's
a Denny Moore chicken.
Joel has I mean, this...
I probably am the worst for me. I think I cook a lot, and I'll just make a sloppy mess on the stove and everything.
You've never left steak out on the counter for like a week.
Yeah,
steak?
Another roommate we had left some food out for like a week.
I don't even eat that much beef.
No, it was her.
I wouldn't do that.
She had a friend
it's
over.
It's like leaving a raw cow outside.
And
that's not right.
Christina's good. Christina's a good roommate. I wish there was more dirt.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Why don't you... This is just cuddle...
Come here, Christina.
This is cuddle lump junction over here. You guys... Oh, I like you better. You're the bestest friend in the whole life. Golly gee.
I have no
All right, well, sometimes this is the way.
Honestly, it was a very pleasant girl that we both enjoy hanging out with. And yet we're dark, dark, evil men.
We're evil people,
we have
I know.
A persona of being
Sometimes I'm woken up by breakfast. I'll be honest about that.
Really?
But that's not something I can complain about. It just happens. Right?
My breakfast?
Whoever.
When I get up in the morning?
Yeah. Well, but that's not your fault. I'm not saying you don't have to do anything different.
What am I supposed to do? Make a kitchen upstairs?
You get up early and I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping off my hangover from the gig.
Can I recommend toast? It doesn't make much noise.
Toast?
She's pretty good.
What are you doing? Making like eggs Florentine and stuff? Or what? What's going on in the morning? What do you do?
No, it's usually kind of scrambling to get my lunch and to grab my food and take my medication in the morning.
That wakes me up occasionally. But that's
all.
No, that's
but sometimes
the only
I'll wear my shoes, my dress shoes, which occasionally have a heel.
You wear clogs.
Clogs,
big,
heels.
Big clumpy clogs and
the wooden
six inch hooker shoes, too.
No, she doesn't
have clear acrylic ones, the plastic ones.
They are. Those were. Actually,
that's what
funny.
We found.
Those are the ones, they were clear.
The ones that go up to my thighs.
Yeah.
Those are hot, yeah.
I wear those to work.
We like Christine.
I'm just trying to paint a picture.
My day
for
job.
Look, if guys are listening to this show, I presume that they're losers and that we need to spice up their lives. Okay, so we make a little fantasy.
So what? Happens is Christina. Let's just be honest. Christina comes down and like I hear her high heels as she's making breakfast. And that what happens is that turns me on.
Clickety clack.
So I you know that,
we
that
have a
I get hot
around
so,
the house.
Yeah, so I get
loud.
Up
I run
and,
down the stairs
and I open the door and I got a prom night boner and I just throw her on the bed and I bang her right there.
And then I go to work.
And she goes off to work.
Well, and then that's just that's
and
a
that's,
regular day.
And that's
how
like,
else am I
going to
get through my day?
That's like Wednesday. And that's what we do around here. So
I wish it was like Three's Company in here.
But Jack never got laid. Why would it be like Three's Company?
I know.
He always tried to get laid.
He did try, at least.
I have a girlfriend, though. That's different. I mean, and I wouldn't try to get laid with a roommate, but I don't know.
Okay.
Christina and I went out one night. We had, not a date, but we went out, sort of.
Yeah.
Remember that? We
went
that
to was
a,
good.
Oh, that was good.
Please, recount this story.
We went to a Christina found. Go ahead and explain what you found.
Oh, I found
this was
out
a
about
funny
this.
Thing.
Show party, private party thing. Nothing really special.
Where did you find this? Tell
I found
everyone.
It on Craigslist.
She found a listing for a party on Craigslist.
Now, how do you...
For a party
on
Craigslist.
It was,
is there a section
on
Craigslist?
Events.
Oh, events? Okay, it was called an event.
I think it was offense. They have, like, classes and activities or something. So I check out the events.
Okay.
It's not something I normally do to look for something to do.
I mean, I'll sometimes look for job postings on there. But.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was surprised that they had this event. So I said, what is on this thing? Like, what do people post on this event?
And who would possibly go to one of the events that they posted?
So, wait, what was the name of the place? I don't remember.
It was called the Behind the Green
Door. Behind the Green Door.
It was something.
It was called what?
It was something like Behind the Green Door or something like that. And But what was the description of the party?
So they had some bands of some... electronic.
You explain. Can I use the term you explained?
Experimental music.
You called it. It was an experimental music concert.
Experimental music.
That's how it was sold to me when she goes, "I'm going to an experimental music concert."
So I knew what I was getting into because I checked out some of the bands or music.
Okay, and you're like, and I'm like, well, where is this thing at? And you're like, it's in Eastern Market in Detroit, which is not a great area to be going.
Well, it's not a great place, but. I was with my ex for a while, and he lived in Eastern Market.
Okay.
So I said, where is this place? I said, I totally missed it.
You were going to go by yourself to Eastern Market on, like, a Friday night.
Yeah.
And I wasn't doing anything. I didn't have a gig. I was sitting at home, and I think I was just like, well, why don't we... I'll come with you if it'll make you feel better. And it wasn't like I wanted to go see experimental music, but I said, I'll hang out with you. And,
yeah, it was fine.
And so we went to this loft. We show up at, and it's just all these weird guys hanging around. It was kind of a cool loft, but it was really kind of run down. Like
it was really run down.
It was really run down.
It was minimally furnished.
And the furniture was like real junky, like garbage picked furniture, and it was really horrible. So we go to this party, and these two guys that live there, like two fat guys in like comic book
long
t-shirts,
hair kind of
just not crip guys.
Hey, what are you saying about fat guys in comic book t-shirts?
Offense.
Hey,
these guys make
back
you,
down.
You look high class next to these guys. I'll give you credit. Right.
It's the hat.
But these
at least
guys
he covers up his hair.
You guys, what? We got a Frankenstein. Who's on this shirt today? Godzilla.
I have nothing on my shirt.
So these guys are like, and it's going to be $5. We got three great bands, and it's $5. So we know it's bring your own. So we had stopped and bought a couple pints, you know.
Yeah.
A couple half pints for, you know, our pockets.
Shove in my purse.
So we like pay the guys $5 and these guys go on and it's literally like guys with like a board like this, like a Behringer, and like an old Atari 2600, and all they do is making feedback for like 20 really? Minutes at a time.
I think I have some clips.
Do you have some clips of the guy? Yeah, go ahead, play some. This is more tuneful than what these guys were doing. You can dance to this easier than the experimental music we heard at this party.
And then it goes into a little bit of this.
Then it goes into. That was sort of it. That's a good sound. Oh, that
oh yeah,
horrible.
This is jamming.
That is a horrible sound.
Good stuff.
Here, let me.
There he goes for like 4 hours.
This is what the guy did. He twiddled the knob like
Joel
I'm doing.
So talented.
Here, do you want some feedback? Here's some feedback.
This is awesome, dude. Holy
jamming
crap!
Now, man.
I'm going on TVT Records with this.
So anyway, I couldn't really get the music to mic the feedback. But anyway. So it was just, they just turn off the lights and play this horrible music they called
it. I'm getting into this. Feel the beat on this.
It wasn't so much drums. There were no drums.
And I remember we were talking to the guy, and he goes, well, how did you find out about, because like he was shocked that we were the only people this guy didn't know that showed up.
Yeah.
We were also the only people I know throughout the night that actually paid $5 to stand in this guy's flat and watch these guys. We totally kind of got ripped off.
That list again.
And the guy was a nice guy, but he goes, well, how did you? And I go, well, Christina found out about it, and I was like, I'm not going to let you go to some dodgy loft by yourself. And he goes, yeah, and what did you know? It's actually a dodgy loft. I'm like, yeah, it's a complete piece of shit. So we went there. We stayed, I think, for two of the three bands, and then
we stayed that long.
But it was fun.
Don't
we
call
went
them
out.
Bands.
It was
no, they
it
weren't
was
band
performance.
Performers.
One of the things was two guys. I will give it credit there.
I so
the
hate
duo.
Two guys that could have been a band.
I so
hey, you guys
hate
are two guys.
That's
guys
true.
But we literally though what me and Corey just did. How far was that from what they did?
That was pretty accurate.
It was actually not
far at all.
It was two guys with headphones and a damn mixer and turning and, you know.
But you're not going to make me pay $5 to hear that.
No.
We might. I don't know. I'm a little broke.
You have the privilege of being part of the Corey and Joel radio show.
Yeah,
we're
really.
Making music here.
And that's it. So
we're power jamming and mega mixing on the Corey and Joel
radio
show.
That's right, baby.
All right, coming up after the break, more Christmas music.
We are going to take a break in a minute, but let's do a couple plugs before we get. And I want you to stick around for the second half.
There's a radio station.
Will you stick around for the second half?
I can do that.
Because I actually have a bit that you're going to enjoy, that you're going to like. I know.
There's a radio station in town, by the way, that's playing Christmas music now.
Oh, and is it all day, every day
all
until Christmas?
24/7, and what is it, November 8th, 9th?
It's November 9th, yeah.
Oh, and they started like November 1st, like...
How many Christmas songs are there?
There's like five, and they play the same. It's like, rocking around the Christmas tree. Shut up!
Have a holly jolly...
Yeah. Have a holly jolly...
But isn't it Merry Christmas, Baby by Bruce Springsteen in there?
There's that.
I don't think we heard enough Halloween music on Halloween.
No,
no
really
it's not
didn't.
A lot of Halloween. Maybe we'll do our worst Christmas songs. We'll do that at an upcoming show.
Oh, that'll
think
be
about that. Anyway, let's do a couple plugs. We're going to take a break. Don't forget to visit the website, CoreyandJoelRadio.com. All the shows are up there. Picture of Christina's muff will be up there.
Buy some muffs.
And buy some muffs. We'll
hot,
plug all that.
Hot, steaming muffs. Get
Christina's
your muffs.
Christina's muffs on CoreyandJoelRadio.com. And don't forget to sign up for the mailing list on there. The new mailing list segment for this week. Oh, Jerk Off Home Companion number 2, folks.
Oh, what a delight.
And do you know what that is? Maybe you heard us doing this earlier. Do you know what Jerk Off Home Companion is?
Please stop.
Okay. People on the mailing list, you know what it is.
This is a classy broad. Let's move on.
Well, can I just explain the premise of it or not?
Oh, come on. I've heard a lot of stupid things.
It's me and Corey actually.
I'm a film critic, and I have been for several years. I have
a film degree.
I'm an established film critic, and so what I do is
I like movies. I like films.
I apply the auteur theory, and we have a discussion of the cinematic virtues of certain films that are outside the mainstream. And we have an open discourse about them, and we discuss.
We actually do a live sort of a live blog of us in a sense of the movie as it's going on.
It's for cinéphiles. Or one-armed bandit jerk-off artist.
We sort of do a porno review.
We
have a lot of horny guys. So that's the jerk-off.
Okay.
So if you get on the mailing list, you'll get the Jerk-Off Home Companion number 2, which is pretty funny. And you'll get that. Yeah. So sign up for the mailing list. And we'll go to the break with more Baby Shambles. And don't forget to vote for us on PodcastAlley.com as well. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more show. Yeah.
trying so hard to forget. So all you do is you come round, and then will I remember? Remember what I tried. Good old friend, a goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. So I'm not saying I don't try to be single. I've been trying to look at me.
All right, Core and Joel Radio Show number 40. Welcome back in. That was Baby Shambles. The 32nd of December, I think, is the name of that
song.
You're
right there talking.
You're right over there. I'll turn your... Can you put your headphones back on, Christina, without you? Okay, so I had your mic way up when you did a gaffe. Okay, that's okay.
Sorry.
It's a live show, baby. It's live on tape. Everything stays in. All the mistakes and everything. So that was from Down in Albion is the name of the Baby Shambles album.
Okay.
But the two best songs
I've
on
been down
somewhere.
In Albion.
Yeah, it's Albion, Michigan.
There's an Albion, Michigan.
There is an Albion, Michigan. But that was
I like the Midwest because like whatever city you can think of, there's a like
there's a Rome there, and yeah. Manchester there's and a, then there's a,
okay there's you know there's Lima, Peru.
Yeah, and there's Lima.
There's Lima, Ohio, but they call it Lima
because yeah.
they're
like, I know.
Like the bean,
right?
You dumbasses.
Well, we have
Bethlehem. There's Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there is.
Toledo is named after you know the Spanish city.
Oh, well, okay. I did not know that.
Toledo. Yeah,
so. Well, we were learning things every day on the Core and Joel Radio Show.
And then there's like, I like in Pennsylvania's got a lot of weird towns like King of Prussia.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, what the hell is that?
Well, who's the Prussian?
I don't know.
And how did they get here? So, yeah.
A lot of weird towns.
Pennsylvania's got some weird joints. But anyway, back with show 40 here.
Good yes, sir.
And so I was looking this up.
A momentous occasion. We made it to 40 shows.
It is, because, God, we were just not anywhere. Look at us now.
And that's, you know, if we were
doing, still nowhere.
We could have done, if we did two a week, we could have done 40, like a long time ago.
We could have been at 80 shows right now.
We were originally on pace for, we were doing two a week.
We were doing two and three. We did three one week
we
just because
like,
we were like
yeah.
busting. We had all these ideas for shows, and now we're into show 40. And
now
like,
we're clinging.
Well, that's what the guy.
We're struggling
the guy
to
from,
scrape the bottom of the
guy from Oasis, Noel Gallagher, wrote yeah. about like. When they came out, they put out two albums in, like, 2 years that
yeah.
both were, like, really good and sold millions of copies. Then, like, every B-side to every single was, like, as good as the single. And they went through, they burned all these songs. And then, like, he admitted in an interview this year, he goes, you know, I probably should have saved some of those songs for the fifth and sixth album.
Yeah, right.
Because now I got nothing.
It's true.
And that's kind of how I feel sometimes about the show. We actually have really good ideas, but our guest bailed on us, so...
You know, Coke will do that to a guy.
Are you saying Oasis is on Coke?
I'm saying we are.
Oh. We're much like Oasis.
I'm like Belushi. I can do lines and not lose weight. I don't know how
yeah,
that works
it's
out.
Amazing.
Nothing worse than a fat Cokehead. You know, that's the worst thing in the world. You just can't lose weight. You're tooting blow up your nose all day long. Just divisions of Bolivian soldiers marching up your name. You know what I'm saying? Bolivian marching powder. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So I found this. I found this was interesting. I was on the Internet Movie Database. Movie buff as I am,
because
I had seen two movies recently, and I'll give a quick summary review of these. Can I do this real quick? Because we do movie reviews in the second half of the show sometimes. I saw two historical movies, movies based on real events. I saw Capote with William Seymour Hoffman.
Sure.
And I saw Good Night and Good Luck with George Clooney and David Strathairn.
Okay, and I bet you didn't like them.
I would give them a thumbs up, but I found both of them. I found Capote to be sort of plotting, although interesting because the topic was good.
What can I talk about? I have nothing to talk about. I'm boring.
That's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I know.
From Happiness.
I've been told before, so don't tell me it's not true.
Did you ever see the movie Happiness, Christina?
No, I never saw that one.
Well, you know,
that was on our list of all-time worst date movies.
Yeah, well, it's just funny because we're going to talk about that in a minute, about movies that guys like and movies that girls like. So I saw Capote. I took the girlfriend to Capote. She liked Philip Seymour Hoffman. She liked it more than I did. Good Night and Good Luck, I found compelling because it was based on a real-life event.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
I did see.
Did you see Good Night and Good Luck?
One. Yeah. I
did you like it?
I enjoyed it.
I didn't think there was all that much to it. I thought it was sort of. I thought it wasn't very deep.
I thought it was really good at creating the atmosphere, and then it didn't really.
It didn't really pay off.
You kind of knew where it was going, and it went there.
And their show got canceled, and that's it. And that was it. I mean, that was
pretty
the whole
much.
Point.
Well, their show went to Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
Well, yeah, they had storyline like the whole storyline with. Robert Downey Jr. kind of didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I don't even. It's a spoiler. If
whatever.
I say,
it wasn't. But it really did a good. It made the atmosphere. They had the atmosphere.
It was one of those movies that really recreated the time and recreated the show and did a good impression of of the guy. And
let's talk about stuff. Edward R. Murrow.
Edward R. Murrow. Yeah.
Let's talk about stuff that the 18 to 24 demographic doesn't care about at all. Let's do that.
But anyway, we saw those movies.
Did you see Good Night and Good Luck?
Yeah.
And you, how did you feel about the film?
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. I think, like Joel said, that it was pretty accurate in representing the event.
Yeah.
But that was it. It was just kind of the event and not much else.
It was very.
And it stopped.
It was very one-sided. They made the choice. It's about Edward R. Murrow, who was a big star in television. He was like the big news guy, like the Koppel of his time in the early 50s. And it was about his choice to go up against McCarthy, who was looking for communists in the government. Yes, thank you. Anyway, George Clooney, but it's a very 50s.
It's, I know.
And they just chose to do it from the perspective of the guys in the newsroom. And it,
I was trying to do a quick summary review because me and my girlfriend wanted to see those. That's because my girlfriend's a little weird. She'll watch the historical movie. But she is. But what I have here is I found this on the Internet Movie Database. The top movies as rated by female users and the top movies as rated by male users.
Okay.
And it's sort of interesting because, like, the number one movie that guys rated, take a guess. What's the number one movie that guys like?
The number one movie for guys. The Dirty Dozen.
It is not The Dirty Dozen. I don't know where The Dirty Dozen is. It's probably not even on this list. This is the top 50.
The Longest Yard.
It's an it's an actual movie that you would think was good, but yeah.
Old School.
It's not old.
No?
It's a movie that is a classic movie. It's not a stupid, dumb
the
comedy.
The Great Escape?
No. The most popular movie of all time, according to male viewers, is The Godfather.
Okay.
The original Godfather. Now.
That makes sense.
And because The Godfather is a great movie. Now, and that was rated at 9.1 out of 10 from the users of Internet Movie Database. Now, female viewers.
All right, let's hear it.
Where is The Godfather? Godfather is not even on the top 50.
It's like.
However, Godfather 2 is number 42 and got an 8.1.
Really?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Godfather is on females. It's number 14, though. It's much lower.
Okay.
But then the number one female movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never get this.
Beaches.
You know, they do. And that's what was maybe the most impressive thing about this. Well, let me just say, it was Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King with an 8.8.
Wow.
Although it tied, it also tied with The Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
With an 8.8. Shawshank Redemption is also number two on the guys list. So Shawshank Redemption seems to cut both
ways.
That's
the most overrated movie ever made.
Shawshank Redemption, I think, is a really good movie.
I've never seen that one.
You, what?
No. I will loan you Shawshank Redemption.
Hold on. Do you not have television?
No, I do.
That has been on, you have to have cable, but it has been on TNT. I would
it's
say,
on all day. Yeah.
I would say twice a day.
Totally missed
since
that
1998. It has been on twice a day on TNT.
So, guys and girls both like Shawshank Redemption. That's just the point of this. But then there's weird stuff on the list, like the number. Okay, let me just put this way. Number 9 on the female list, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Okay.
And not even on the guys' top 50.
Well, no. You know why.
Why do girls like Because of Orlando Bloom and Johnny Depp?
Yeah, you got it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why? And you liked it for that?
Well, no, I mean, I thought it was okay. It was kind of fun and,
really,
you know, childish and
okay,
adventurous.
That's
but
fine.
Johnny Depp is all right. I can't say any bad things about him, okay, in that movie.
Okay.
But I wouldn't put it way up there on that list.
Okay. Here's a weird one. Number 19 on the guy's list, The Usual Suspects. 8.6.
That's not surprising.
Overrated movie, I think. But that's number 19 on the guy's list, 8.6. You go to the girls' list. Where do you think The Usual Suspects is on the guy on the girls' list?
Number 68.
The Usual Suspects. Now it's sort of interesting the way this works out. It's actually the number 6 movie with
Are
women.
You kidding me?
But it's sort of misleading because the number is actually slightly lower. It actually got an 8.4.
Who are these women?
Women on balance gave lower
hold
number
on.
Score.
What
to
women?
The movies?
No, hold on. Is this like they go? Okay, Pauline Kael, can you come here and review? Who are these women they pick?
Women like The Usual Suspects. I don't know. It's in the top.
Lisa Schwartzbaum. Who are the women on this list?
I have no idea.
Who are these women?
Okay, here's one. I think this is male and female. I think that they. So I'm just trying to check the thing for him. The number 11 movie for women is Finding Nemo.
Okay.
Nowhere on the mail list.
Oh, right. Gosh.
Really? What a surprise.
Finding
really
Nemo is not on the mail list
really?
At all. At least on the top 50. It could be lower than that. But I thought Pirates of the Caribbean was sort of weird. Here's one that I like on the guy list. Corey, you're going to love this movie. I love they give the foreign name, too, to these. They don't give you the English name. Do you know what Cidade de Deus.
City of God.
The City of God, yeah. That awesome Brazil.
Ciudad de Deus.
Ciudad de Deus. Do you ever see The City of God?
No.
It's the most amazing, cool, friggin' movie you'll ever see. The guy that made The Constant Gardener, it was the movie he had made before it. Some foreign guy. And it's a great movie.
I've heard about that one.
Nowhere on the chick list. Nowhere on the chick list is City of God.
City of God.
City of God. Nowhere on the chick
list.
Another
one on my list to see
now. Nowhere on the chick list.
¿Su habla español?
Un poco.
Sí.
Here's number 13 on the mail list. Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, on the number 13. Mm-hmm.
Which list now? Yeah. The men?
The mail list.
Mail? Okay.
Men love Dr. Strangelove. Dr. Strangelove on the women's list. Guess what? Not there at all.
Not on the list.
No.
So guys, don't rent Dr. Strangelove.
Man, you guys gotta get with it, girls.
But here's one that I like.
That's
one now, this is okay. Here's one that every chick likes. Number 13. And again, in the French, Miss French, I'm going to give this to you. It's easy when you get to the end. Fablo Destin de Amélie Poulain. Is that how good was my French?
So
I don't know French so well, but that was
mal. Well, that was just,
what did I do?
Merde. That was your French.
Fablo Destin de Amélie Poulain. Do you know what movie that is? The English title.
No, can I
it's
read
in
it?
There. Fable Destin d'Amelie. It's Amelie.
Oh,
that
Amelie.
Movie.
Oh, okay.
Fable Destin d'Amelie.
Okay. Now, that movie, you figure real high on the chick list, right?
Oh,
Amelie.
I love that movie.
Number 13.
Oh, that was
this
fantastic.
Is a living girl, loves
fantastic.
Amelie.
Really?
Thinks it's the greatest movie ever made.
I'm learning French.
And me and Corey are like sitting there with our hands on our hips, bored out of our stone, just thinking about the movie. And.
What?
Guess what the number 34 movie on the guy list is?
Yeah.
Fablo Destin.
Amelie?
The Amelie. Yeah.
Whoa.
It beat out 7.
That's faggot stuff.
Exactly.
You want to call it by its name? That's strictly for fags.
Amelie
Hold
is faggot
on
stuff.
A minute.
This
now.
Is gay men voting. Okay, here. Amelie is number 34. Hey, guess what number 39 is? Taxi Driver. Taxi Driver.
Oh,
it's number 39?
Amelie is higher rated than Taxi Driver amongst
Let
men.
Let me ask you where Terms of Endearment is on the man's list.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Clearly a guy movie.
Lower than Amelie.
Is 9 spots lower than Amelie. It's number 39.
Lower?
Requiem for a Dream, another guy movie.
Depressing.
You know why that's a guy movie?
Because it's ass to ass?
Because you see,
you see they go ass
Jennifer
to
Connelly's muff. You
yeah, you really do.
She shows her muff in the film.
We got to pull that dialogue. Ass to ass. Well, were those guys yelling while they're...
God,
that's a great scene.
It's a classic.
Go get that if you haven't seen...
Based on the novel by Hubert Selby Jr., the overlooked author from the Beatnik era.
I have that too. If you want to borrow Requiem for a Dream,
I've
have
seen that,
that
one.
Okay.
Oh, I've seen
you
it.
You want to borrow it though?
Oh, I don't. Oh, I can't. Right, see
where's
one.
Meatballs on this goddamn list? I'm mocking if Meatballs ain't on this list.
Well, here's stuff like Once Upon a Time in the West is number 23 on the guy list.
What kind of boo foo?
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is number 9 on the guy list. So there's stuff on there. But you know, the chicks liked Raiders of the Lost Ark is number 20 on the chick list. That's good.
Are there any samurai movies on that list or what?
There's tons of samurai movies on the guy list.
Yeah,
Seven Samurai.
Oh, Seven Samurai.
Seven Samurai is number 6 on the guy list, and I don't think it's on the female list. I can look.
What kind of guys, though, are these? Really, that's what I want to know. This is not like... they didn't go to... You know what? They didn't go to Chili's on a weekend and go ask people...
Okay, dear.
This is like IMDb people. So
this
these
is
are
like intellectual, sort of?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, this... Now, male or female? Was this male or female that ranked the number 33 film, American History X? Is that males or females?
Ooh, that's kind of a guy movie, isn't it?
Number 34. American History
X. What do you think?
That's about, like, neo-Nazis college. We have a drum roll from this.
I wanted to have the Jeopardy music. I don't know.
Number 34, male or female?
What do you think?
I don't think it's going to be female.
I think maybe girls are really into, like, Ed Norton, you know, and they're like, he's all buff in the movie. That's kind of a guy movie, right? Don't you think? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is this some riveting radio? Or
isn't this great?
Kids?
Well, actually, the number 34 movie is American History 33 for the women. The women put American History X at number 33.
Are you kidding?
And then Psycho is number 34 amongst women. I don't know. This is a big dyke list, I think. That's what this is. This is the dyke movie.
You are blowing my mind.
Don't know. That's what's very unusual about this list.
You know who put this list together, Joel?
Who's that?
A New York Jewish intellectual communist crackpot.
I think that might have been the case. It's entirely possible.
Can I take a look at this? Are we done with
I think so, although I just want to mention, let me just mention these.
What's a top 10?
The top 10 for men. You want to give me the drum roll for this? I'm going to count these down from 10 to 1. Right. For the men, I'll do it for the women. Number 10. Number 10 for men, Schindler's List.
What?
Number 9, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Uh-huh.
Or Bueno, el Bruto, el Cavito.
Say good.
The number 8, Madego. Thank you very much. The number 8 male movie is Casablanca.
Okay.
Number 7, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Number 6, The Seven Samurai.
Okay, number 5. I got number 5.
Yeah.
I got number 5.
Go ahead, number 5.
Private School.
Number 5.
No, it's not.
Number it's 5 not? Was actually Pulp Fiction.
Oh, you're... Where's Porky's? Where no. If Porky's ain't on this list, I'm leaving. I'm out of here, goddammit. Where's Porky's?
Where's the Last American Virgin?
Exactly.
That's gotta be on the list.
Hold on. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Phoebe Cates.
Fast Times
pool.
Might be on here for the guys. I'll look for that. Let me see. I don't see it. Okay. Number 4 for guys was The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Okay.
Number 3, Godfather 2. And I mentioned number 2, Shawshank. And number 1 was The Godfather.
Hey.
That was the guy list. And Fast Times, I don't think is on here.
What kind of guys are these?
Fast Times
and
is not in the top
50. What are the ladies?
Here's the top 10 for women. Top 10 for women. Drum roll or not? Drum roll for the women.
Drum roll is only 11 seconds.
For number 10, Rear Window, the Hitchcock classic. Rear Window. Number 9, Pirates of the Caribbean. Number 8, Casablanca. Number 7, Star Wars, the original Star Wars, which was higher ranked by women than men. Actually, it wasn't. Numerically, the men's was higher, but it was 11 in men and 7 in women.
Yeah.
Number 6 for women was The Usual Suspects. Number 5, Lord of the Rings, Two Towers. Number 4, Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring. Number 3 for women was Schindler's List. Number 2 for women, Shawshank Redemption. And number 1, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. So, Lord of the Rings was 3 of the top 5. So,
he
chicks,
dominated.
Get yourself some Hobbit with the furry feet. Get the trilogy.
Sure.
And it's about 9 hours if you get the extended version. So, that's a lot of making out.
I know that you have sort of a taste, Christina.
Yeah, look at the... If you want to...
Let's look at the list.
Well, look at the top because I'm going to do the bottom. Because they also have the bottom titles as listed by male and female losers. So... You guys want to look at these, or are you going to be...
Switch.
There we go. Okay.
Right.
Here's the...
I already know what I like. I
here's the number... The bottom
ones.
10 movies as rated by women. Do you want to hear this?
These are not women's movies. I got to tell
you. The women's list is a better list than the guy list.
Where's the Princess Bride on the guy's list?
I can't believe every Lord of the Rings movie made it. Hold
on. Where is the Princess Bride on the guy's list?
I don't know. Where is it?
It's number 12 on
the
women's
guy's
list.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not on the top 50, it looks like.
Okay, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is number 16 on the girls' list.
It's 36 on the
list. Is it on the guy's list?
It's 36. I've got that bit, yeah. And but
is Apocalypse Now anywhere on the female list?
No.
Fight's
really weird. I thought you were going to give me this really chicky list of
crap. Well, that's what was surprising
about
it. Chariots
of Goddamn Fire
or
some bullshit.
But then the number 40 on the female list is Fight Club.
A Room with a View.
Like Fight Club.
You like Fight Club? But you're not a regular chick. You're special.
I'm different.
You're different. You're a little off. You're a little off.
Kind of different.
You're a little off center. You're not gay or anything. She likes guys. Trust me on that.
I like muffs.
She likes muffs.
Making muffs.
She lives in Ferndale.
There's nothing you enjoy better than putting your hand deep in a muff.
Oh, she's She likes you. You're not
into sewing muffs.
You're not into girls.
No,
I can ask you
no,
that.
I'm
but
not.
You're not into girls.
No.
She's into guys.
You're all women.
She likes guys.
Woman.
She's all woman. But here all are the woman. Top. Now this. What is interesting though is the top 10 worst movies by both. Break down a little more
okay,
like the way
sure.
you think. Like here are the 10 worst movies by women.
Okay.
The Cat in the Hat movie.
Okay, that's a bad movie.
Spice World is number 9.
Really?
Crossroads, the Britney Spears movie, is number 8.
Okay, that's not good. The one with Ralph Macchio where he plays Steve Vai. Steve Vai is the devil, and they play guitar. That's a good movie.
Okay. Number 7 is You Got Served. That's whatever, that dance movie or something.
Can I tell you that I went to Los Angeles to see that?
You are a sad...
I had to interview people from that movie.
Number 6 was Showgirls for women. Number 5 was Glitter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one is a joke, and you're not going to know what this is, Corey. You might want to go off on it. Was number 4 for women was Manos, The Hands of Fate. And that is almost only on there because people have written articles about that.
It was
in Rolling Stone or something.
That movie got famous because it was on Mystery Science Theater.
And some of these are... The Men List is especially like that. Battlefield Earth was number 3.
Well, that's awful.
And number 2 was From Justin to Kelly. The American Idol movie. And Geely was the worst rated female movie
really?
Of all time.
Okay.
It actually got 2.2. And then here are the bottom rated male movies, Corey.
Yeah, yeah.
Now this is a little more of, you can tell guys are more into like Mystery Science Theater because I think a lot of these were on there. Santa with Muscles, the Hulk Hogan movie.
Okay, that's a winner.
From 1996. It got a 1.7 out of 10.
Oh, brother. Ho, ho, ho.
And you just said Macho Man.
I'm sorry.
Why did you just do Macho Man? Well, you know, brother, I'm Santa with Muscles.
It's dueling bad Hulk Hogan.
Let's see why Hogan's. That movie did so bad.
Okay. Number 9 amongst...
You don't mean Gene.
You're still doing Macho Man.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing Macho Man.
I love Macho Man. It's so easy to
Macho
do.
I love Macho Man. So, number
Macho
9
Macho
Madness.
Man.
Did you ever hear of Space...
I choked doing Macho Man.
Yeah, I'm going to turn your mic down while you drink that water. But, you ever hear of number 9 movie amongst guys, Space Mutiny from 1988?
That's horrible.
I don't know what that is.
That must have been Mystery Science.
That sounds like it. And then Manos, The Hand of Fate is number 8 amongst guys.
Yeah.
Number 7 amongst guys, Future War from 1997.
Are these all Mystery Science Theater movies?
And then Monster a Go-Go. That's a Mystery Science Theater. Daniel Der Zabur. Now, I actually read about this. This is a German movie, and I think, I forget what it's about, but it was all Germans that voted for Daniel Der Zabur. We know how bad German movies can be.
We reviewed a German film.
You're going to get that later. Sign up for the mailing list.
Yeah,
we'll explain to Christina later what the German movie was. Okay.
No, we won't.
Number 4 amongst guys was From Justin to Kelly. Number 3 was Merlin's Shop of Mystical Wonders.
It's another these are all
Mystery Science Theater, yeah. Number 2, another one, Skydivers from 1963, another Mystery Science Theater movie.
Yeah.
And number 1, now I didn't see this. I don't know what this proves.
Only like 6 internet jerk-offs took this poll.
Hey, 678 people voted for Skydivers, and it got a 1.5. The number 1 movie, bad movie amongst guys, was Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2, which I think is a fine pick.
That might be the worst perfect pick for you.
Worst movies on IMDb for guys and girls. So. Anyway, folks.
Million Dollar Baby's on the good list. That
yeah.
sucks.
I know.
That'd be number 1.
Million
Dollar Baby would be number 1 on my worst list. followed closely by Mystic River. And then it would be The Accidental Tourist. What was the other one with The Bridges of Madison County?
The Accidental Tourist. Oh. I like the book. I didn't see the movie.
God bless America.
The Accidental Tourist was a good book.
Anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Bridges of Madison County, though worst movie ever made.
Well, Clint Eastwood is really in those.
Clint is. That's
but yet he's in.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
That's because Clint, got over 50 and his testicles crawled up into his cavity and he started making this horrible chicky crap.
Oh, don't say that.
They did. Come on, you sit through the Bridges of Madison County.
I know. I'm not sitting through the Bridges of Madison County.
See, folks, I have subjected myself to movies that are almost unbelievably horrid.
I believe.
Like, let's say Garfield, starring Bill Murray. So,
I saw
You Got Served in Los Angeles
and
on a big screen.
You were the one who got served.
I did. That was a great weekend. It was like the all-black film festival for me. It was like, I saw that and like, I think Soul Train might have been that. Oh, no, it was Barbershop. Soul Plane was another weekend.
Yeah, you actually flew out to L.A. to interview the stars of Soul Plane. Mm-hmm. That's great. Well,
it was a great week.
You could do worse than flying out to L.A., but anyway.
Yeah.
So those are the worst movies amongst guys and women. Christina, any movies you want to recommend to everybody?
Recommend?
Yeah. Didn't you watch a bunch of movies the other night? Were those any
good?
Yeah,
well, I've been watching a lot of movies because I've been sewing a lot and doing hand embroidery.
Mm-hmm. So, and you watch movies while you're sewing?
Yeah, while I'm sewing.
Now, what would be a good date film for you, Christina?
Yeah,
what would
we do? If a guy
took
you...
Let's imagine that you and I went out for a nice dinner and we had a lovely Chablis.
I'm going to vomit.
And then...
There you go.
What would we watch?
What would we watch?
I don't know. I'm just saying... Not just me.
Let the girl decide.
Let's just pretend I'm any guy. Not just the horrid troglodyte that sits before you. Imagine another...
These cheesy date movies.
I know.
I'm not, you know, girl movies.
You know what I watched with you? Saddest Music in the World, a Guy Mad movie.
Yeah,
which
I was going to mention that
extraordinarily
one.
Weird. And that is not...
But, you know, I really like that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's quite a date movie, but I mean, I guess there is some romantic elements involved and jealousy. But this is
I've got some flowers for you. Hold on.
The title suggests a sort of...
You guys, you sat there together and watched it?
Yeah, we did.
When did you watch the Saddest Music in the World together?
It was one night after we all went out.
Oh, okay, I remember that. You didn't watch the whole thing. It was on. I remember
we watched a good chunk
of
it.
Yeah, okay, I remember that was on. Okay, yeah.
Not too long ago. Like, again, I was sewing.
That was a DVD. Again. That wasn't a movie.
Was it? No, was it on...
Yeah, it was on DVD.
It was on DVD. Yeah, that's what it was. Because I remember you had that. You were trying to get me to watch that. It's
I don't own too many DVDs, and that's one of
But you
rent
a lot of stuff. And,
yeah.
But I will. I have a copy of City of God that I will own you that you should watch. It's cool.
Ciudad de
But you can't. You can't sew during City of God because it's got subtitles.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah, so you're going to have to actually watch that, but it's really good. I think you'll dig it.
My Spanish is
City of God. I recommend City of God. One of my favorite movies ever. In a language I don't understand.
Es una película fabuloso.
Telemundo, Sábado Gigante.
Super Sábado Gigante, Internacional, este miércoles.
Oh, no, lucha. That's about as much as I know.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, guy movies and girl movies. Got it covered.
Well,
I think we're about ready.
Folks, we're ready to do a morning show. Hey, women and men are different. What do you think?
Folks, we love you. Thanks for listening, though. I think we're going to wrap
it up.
Thank
you, Christina, for coming on and doing the show and being part of one of our worst episodes ever.
No! Did you have fun?
I did have a good time.
Did you enjoy it?
Did
you? Are you going to listen back to it, or are you going to be embarrassed to hear it?
No, I'll hear it.
Okay, well, we'll make sure.
I can't believe you got through this whole show without us asking you anything really nasty. And I
want
to
ask you about her period? Go ahead.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We didn't
want to talk about that.
We did a good job.
Although, Christina, I think...
I wasn't interrogated.
No, you weren't. You were pretty nice.
I know, and you know grief we're going
to
get on the forums.
I know. So let's
our fans are going to be like,
right, we've got 5 minutes to ask her about.
You didn't ask her the deepest dicking she ever received.
All
you know,
right,
we're going to get
these
questions.
Did you ever date a black guy? Did you ever date
a
black guy? She never dated a black guy. I'll get that out of the way.
She was like, no. Are you?
God,
oh my God. I've never dated a colored.
No.
But Christina's not dating anyone now. Am I right
not
about that?
Not dating anyone right now.
So guys, if you want to get a hold of Christina, you can email us at email@coreangelradio.com. Do you want that? Do you want? We'll pass it along. We won't give out your email address.
Sure.
But if guys want to email you,
you know what,
and get a hold and get a date with you,
I actually think we're gonna have if we get some replies, this will be a great segment.
Yeah. So maybe we'll have you back if guys email us if you want to date Christina.
Guys, send your photos.
Maybe we'll do a Christina. We'll do it. Maybe we'll do that on December 1st at Club Bart at our live show.
I'll
no,
be there.
I don't.
We'll
think
do Christina. We'll do Christina dating game.
We don't want to.
We'll do Christina dating game. It's a great bit.
I don't want to expose.
We'll get Christina a date.
I don't want to expose her to those people.
We'll have homeless G and
boy.
And DCCPA and Scuba Steve from the forums up on there. Come on.
You know what? No. I'm going to veto that. If I was your big brother, I'd say boo.
Christina's cute. I'd go out with Christina, but I'm taking
her. Sure. Okay.
Sorry, Joel.
I'm too old for Christina. Am I too old for you?
No, I went out with someone.
He's on the
almost as old
of your advanced age.
Could you put up with my osteoporosis?
You are on the outer cusp of death.
No. So, guys, you can date Christina if you want to send us an email. Send us your stats.
Let's not promise anything now.
No,
promises.
But, listen, if you're real hot, Corey will date you. But otherwise, no.
But maybe the hot tub.
Corey and I can fight over.
We can fight
you
over.
You can give
guys.
Away. You know what we could do is we could give away a hot tub party and we could invite a listener. And they could be in the hot tub with Christina and maybe Lindsay and Kim
and the Lou sisters.
And the Lou sisters.
That's
that
a special
up,
contest.
And our
actually,
other roommate Julia and all these people.
No, I don't think.
Into a hot tub party?
How about I win
is
that
contest?
Hold on. How about I win that contest
first? I don't know.
All right, let's get that going. God's sakes. But thanks a lot. Let's give it up.
Give it up for Christina and get her muffs at. What
show.
Are the stores where you get your muffs at again? Pompadour.
Right on Woodward in Ferndale, south of 9 Mile. I guess it's like northbound nine or northbound Woodward. And
northbound Woodward.
The other shop is House of Chance.
House of Chance.
9 Mile.
Yeah, west on
of
the west side, west of Woodward, and yep. Pompadour on the east side of Woodward, just south of 9 Mile.
Check
a couple blocks
out.
South of 9 Mile. So get Christina's mail. We'll put pictures up on CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Don't forget to get on the mailing list and get some. You're going to get Jerk Off Home Companion and a bunch of cool stuff.
Check these guys out. December
Thank you.
1st.
December 1st,
I'll
live at Club Bar. Way to plug.
Yay.
Good plug. Maybe she'll come in and do plugs every week. You want to do that?
It's Christina,
a designated plugger. It's Christina with the plugs. Christina. December 1st. Come see Joel Fragamenti this Friday and this Saturday in Flat Rock, Michigan at the Elks Club.
And for all those convicts and reprobates that listen to our program, I'm sorry we didn't have enough racial humor on today's show. Sorry we didn't make fun of
Patrick's
stereotypes.
But go in the forums, too. Talk to us in the forums. Go to CoreyandJoelRadio.com, get on the forums, and vote for us on PodcastAlley.com.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yahoo Podcast.
Yahoo Podcast. iTunes, we're on there. We'll see you next time.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Adios.
Au revoir.
Vaya con Dios.
Tschüss.
Sayonara.
Kondanwa.
Auf Wiedersehen. Swimming around all over town, lost for no meaning.